Q104. Good morning, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Do we have an update this morning? You know what this means.
I know what that means.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
It's super early on a Monday morning, and it's the only time that I can update you on this. My 13-year-old son, he's a Casanova.
What does that mean?
He is in a relationship now. That's...
What? That all happened so quickly.
That's the news. So Friday night, I had to drive him to Middleburg Heights, or the Berea County, the Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds.
Okay.
In Berea, because they have the they have a haunted house there now.
It's the seven floors of hell.
Yes, the seven floors of hell. Thank you. I dropped my son off at the seven floors of hell.
Okay, and not by himself, I presume.
So he jumps out of the car and joins his group, which the group consists of two girls. The same girls that he went to go see the movie with a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
And as from what we found out later, it was Will and only two girls.
At the movie?
No, at the haunted house.
At the haunted house, too?
Yeah, there were no boys went.
Will!
So he gets a ride back. I guess one of the girls' parents drove him back. And he comes in the backyard, and we have family over in the backyard. We have the Guardians game on the garage. It's Fire Pit Friday. And Will sits down, and that's when the family starts grilling him on questions. And he is more, he's more prone to share when family is there, and he's getting all the attention than he is with mom and dad.
Okay.
So he's revealing a little bit more information. So here's what I found out.
Give me the tea. Let's hear it.
On Friday night. He is in a full-blown relationship with Zoe.
What?
They are boyfriend and girlfriend.
Bill, I was not prepared for that information this early in the morning.
And Paula and I are just sitting over there, and we're just having some fun with him. And we're like, what? How come you didn't tell us? We're exaggerating and joking around. But he's, you know, revealing all this information. The one question that he received that he had difficulty handling is, what's Zoe's last name? And he's like, I don't know. It's Montgomery or something.
Oh, my gosh. Was he just like, I don't know. It's Zoe M. Like,
is that unusual for an eighth grade boy to not know the last name of the girl that he's supposedly boyfriend and girlfriend with?
You know, I think it almost would be more weird if he did know. I feel like that's part of the charm.
It's a sign of bad things to come, I believe.
Well, congratulations, Will and Zoe.
Yeah, I'll keep you updated. And again, I can only do it at this time of the morning. Later
no
in the
other
day.
Time.
Yeah, I'm going to get busted later in the day.
Can't cover my job.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Taylor. The latest leg of the Eras Tour kicked off over the weekend in Miami.
I can't believe this is the last leg, right?
This is it.
Wow.
As far as I know, Miami and then Indianapolis, Toronto's in there.
Maybe she'll add Cleveland as a surprise.
I don't see it happening, but
let me dream.
We can think positive. Sure. Travis could not be there because he plays football.
Oh yeah, he does that.
But there were members of the Kelce family in attendance in Miami over the weekend. Jason was there, Jason's wife. Donna Kelce was also spotted.
Oh, wow.
So they came out to support.
So things must be getting serious.
Yeah, they must have jumped on and tried to get tickets off the secondary market.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, man. Could you imagine them just sitting there, like, trying to haggle with some Eras Tour tickets?
Right. I wonder how many free tickets Taylor's allotted.
Are you kidding? She gets as many as she wants.
You think so?
Yes, it's her tour.
It's not like she has six to give away. And
this isn't commencement.
Once she gives away all six, that's it. No more friends and family.
I would love to know the exact amount. I'm sure that there is a limit. but like, it's got to be high.
Well, they probably, I mean, I don't know. Where do they sit? I mean, can you just sit backstage?
I guess probably, but then you can't see it.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe you're right. Closer to home, we had a concert in Cleveland over the weekend. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremonies were Saturday night at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Alyssa, being a downtown resident, did you notice any commotion on Saturday night, or did you just stay in the apartment? Because it was also a Guardians game on Saturday night.
I was going to say, I couldn't hear anything over how loud Progressive Field was.
Yeah. But did you step outside at all just to see the amount of people just downtown on Saturday night?
Honestly, no.
No?
No. I was like, it's probably better for me to just stay home this weekend. There's so much happening. There's going to be a lot of traffic. So we just hung around the apartment, got some good R&R in. We were in Vegas last weekend. Like,
yeah, this was your recuperating
weekend?
This
was our recuperation weekend. Desperately needed.
And, of course, Alyssa was working, putting together astrological charts and trying to see how the stars and the moons line up. Alyssa is about to align your week astrologically. Coming up in minutes on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Good morning. Is it that sweet? I guess so. That's that me espresso. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Well, it was a tough weekend, especially if you're a fan of Cleveland sports. However, do the vibes change for this week? Let's find out. Alyssa aligns your week.
I mean, I think that this week will be better because last week we had a full moon. Full moons always get a little wacky and wild. And last one specifically, last week we had a full moon on Thursday in Aries, which just honestly felt very overwhelming, chaotic. There was a whole lot of energy swirling around. So ready to just, you know, take an emotional break for a second. Something to note for this week, Tuesday starts Scorpio season.
Tomorrow is Scorpio season already?
Already. Do you have any Scorpios in your life?
I wouldn't know.
Oh, this is, okay, yeah, that's right. This isn't something that you immediately ask when you meet somebody.
Yeah, I don't know what they are. I'd have to check. Do you want me to, should I do some research on this?
No, like, usually you can just tell if somebody's a Scorpio.
I'll send it something out in the group chat. We got any Scorpios in here?
If they really like spooky stuff, if they're kind of like a dark, mysterious type, there's like at least an 85% chance that they're a Scorpio. I'm just saying. But something to note about this Scorpio season, it is potentially the most significant season of all of 2024. As far as zodiac signs go, I could get into the mumbo jumbo of like where the moon is and where Pluto is, and I'm not going to do that. It's a little too much for even me to grasp sometimes, but big thing is that according to the moon and the stars, very significant month we've got ahead of us.
Okay.
So it's kind of funny because this kind of goes hand in hand with Scorpio season really kind of starts at the same time as cuffing season, which is when everybody is trying to find somebody to spend the winter with, snuggle up with. But Scorpio season is also the time of year when people tend to kind of look for something real. They want to make a commitment. This is also the season to build, grow, harvest new relationships. But it really kind of goes beyond even just romantic relationships. This can apply to your friends. This can apply to a job or a life purpose. Kind of just searching for what you're meant to be doing. And you'll probably feel a lot of intense emotions, transformation, and self-reflection. But hopefully we got all of those emotions out already ahead of Scorpio season over the weekend with that Guardians and the Browns losses.
Oh, you're blaming the Guardians loss on the start of Scorpio season?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and blame that. I think that that's what happened. I think that they would have been fine if it wasn't about to be Scorpio season.
All right. Is that it for this week?
That's all I got for this week.
Alyssa aligns your week. Every Monday on the Q Morning Show, Q104.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
All right, we have Tracy in Independence on the line. Tracy, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Share some good vibes with us.
Yeah, so this might not be a big deal to some people, but for me it is. my boyfriend and I just celebrated 2 years together, and that's my longest relationship ever. I mean, I had never dated anyone for longer than 6 months before. So this is a huge milestone for me and for us. And I'm just very happy. He's a very good person.
Aww.
6 months was your longest relationship. Did you ever wonder, like, why that was? Did you used to question yourself, like, why can't I make a relationship last longer than 6 months?
I mean, naturally, you're kind of like, am I doing something wrong? But then you realize, no, girl, like, he does this or he does that. These are things that you're not into, and you can't fight that. You know, once you get the ick, it's kind of hard to shut that off.
There's no coming back from the ick. Literally no coming back.
I know, it's crazy. And you know what? I was watching that show with Kristen Bell.
Nobody wants this. Yes.
Yeah. And I was like, all these amazing things, like, she's going through all these things. I don't want to give any spoilers, but I was like, oh my God, I feel what she's feeling. And this must be right.
Aw.
So 2 years, you guys live together?
No, we don't live together yet, but we are talking about it now.
Oh, so that is the next step. Okay.
Yeah. The next big milestone.
I don't want to skip any steps. You know, I don't want to start talking about marriage or anything like that, but 2 years, that's quite the milestone.
It is. Yeah, no, we're not rushing into anything. We're taking our time.
That's an awesome good vibe. Thank you, Tracy, for calling and sharing that with us.
Thank you so much.
2 years down, many more happy years to go.
Exactly.
Your good vibes on the Q Morning Show every morning, 216-474-0104. It's Q104. Good morning. Q104, it is a Monday around here for sure. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony was Saturday night at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Do you know anybody that watched?
No, you know, I wasn't watching either. I was watching the game. So I was not watching, but I did see a couple of highlights.
Sometimes I get nervous about stuff like this. Because I check around with all my friends, everybody that I know, I'll just ask them questions like that out of the blue. Did you watch the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony? I don't know anybody that would have had tickets that would have gone to the show.
Yeah, because didn't they start at like $400 or something?
Yeah.
There's no way.
It's very pricey to get inside. And it's like, well, should I be talking about it then? Because are people actually into it? But I guess we could just give the highlights so you know what happened.
Right.
So it went down Saturday night. Dua Lipa was there to induct Cher.
That is what I have seen, that performance.
What did
so
I say?
Good.
What did I say on Friday?
That she was going to do you believe? And she did.
And that's what they did. So that's Cher and Dua Lipa. During her acceptance speech, Cher joked about the difficulty of being inducted into the Rock Hall, saying it was harder than getting divorced from two men.
Oh my gosh. I did see her comment on that, too, where she was like, I was sitting there for years, like, what do I have to do to get into this place?
Yeah, it was a process. Foreigner got in, and Kelly Clarkson helped induct Foreigner.
Oh, right.
What did I say on Friday? What song is Kelly Clarkson going to sing?
I don't remember.
I Want to Know What Love Is.
Yes.
And she did. I was right again. Jelly Roll was there. He loves coming to Cleveland. He helped induct Ozzy Osbourne, and he performed Mama, I'm Coming Home. 'Cause Mama, I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. And the Dave Matthews Band, who I believe are at Blossom Music Center every summer now, aren't they?
I think so.
Every summer they're here. They are now official Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. They performed a bunch of their songs. This is Crash Into Me.
Don't answer her.
So there you go. That's it. Those are the biggest highlights that I found.
All right. There we have it. I'm just wondering if people at the Rock Hall induction could hear the Guardians next door.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's what I'm very curious about, because I could hear it clear as day. I could actually hear what the stadium was chanting.
I wonder if the
from
people,
my apartment.
I wonder if the people there even knew there was a baseball game going on next door. You know, they arrive at the venue and they're like, what the heck?
I feel like the whole place had to be rumbling.
Yeah.
For how loud it was.
Anyway, if you missed the Rock Hall, it did stream live on Disney Plus, but now it's on Hulu if you want to watch it. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. We're going to hash it out this morning. There's trouble in the neighborhood.
Uh-oh.
We're not going to say what neighborhood. We don't need to go that far. But Sue and Danielle are neighbors. And Sue came to us with an issue about her neighbor, Danielle. We had to track down Danielle. Danielle graciously agreed to come on the show this morning. We will hear from her in a second. Sue, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on in the neighborhood?
All right. I'm going to get right to the point. I want Danielle to take down her Halloween decorations.
Why? It's Halloween.
Well, okay, here's the story. Okay, I watch my sweet little three-year-old granddaughter, and every time I pick her up and we go on walks or drive past Danielle's house, she gets so upset and scared.
Oh, is she scared of the decorations?
Oh, my God, yes. And you know what? I've tried to talk to Danielle. I stopped by her house when she started putting them up, and I started seeing these ghouls and skeletons and vampires. And we had a little talk, and she just kind of brushed me off with, okay, I'll talk to my husband about it. And then I stopped by again, and I knew she was home because the lights were on, but she wouldn't answer the door. So this is kind of my last resort.
Okay, now I get it. Because initially, you said, I want Danielle to take down Halloween decorations, but it's like, this isn't February.
You know, yeah.
Halloween decorations should be up, but the decorations, in Sue's opinion, are too scary.
They're too much. Her granddaughter is getting scared.
All right, Danielle, you've heard what Sue has to say multiple times now. What say you?
At the end of the day, it's our yard. It's not your yard. It's Halloween, and, you know, you're free to do whatever you want to do at your house, and that's exactly what we're doing at ours.
Why are you so stubborn when I'm telling you that you're scaring a little child with those decorations? They're horrendous.
You can literally walk anywhere else in the neighborhood. You don't have to walk by my house. And listen, don't get me wrong. If that's true and, you know, she is scared, I am sorry. I'm not trying to scare little girls or, you know, anything like that. But it is Halloween, and we like to celebrate this holiday. And this holiday is supposed to be scary. Like, everything we have in our yard, it's literally from Home Depot and Target. I mean, if it's being sold and displayed in a store, it can definitely be in our yard.
Well, they're just over the top. I mean, you've got creatures that are going to give her nightmares forever. I don't have an issue if you want to put cute little pumpkins up or family type stuff up, but the massive skeleton and the dripping blood teeth and all of that stuff. The orange and purple string lights, those are fine. But I really wish and just ask you, please take down the scary stuff.
Wow. This is crazy. I mean, it's Halloween. Thanks for letting me know. I can keep my string lights up that you approve. Is there like suddenly an HOA in our neighborhood?
All right, Danielle and Sue, we're going to stop you ladies right there. Sue, you go get a drink of water.
Or maybe a drink of wine.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think there's a lot to discuss here on the other side. 216-474-0104. Let's hash it out. Whose side are you on? Is it Sue? She says the Halloween decorations at Danielle's house are over the top. It's scaring her grandkids. And God knows who else. Or is it Danielle? It sounds like she's just celebrating Halloween just like she normally does every year. 216-474-0104. Your call's coming up.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
Q104, The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, hash it out this morning. The phone lines are jammed. The texts are coming in so fast that I'm getting motion sickness. 216-474-0104. Also, to let you know, I put a picture up. We got a picture from Danielle. Said, please send a picture of your front yard.
Yeah, like, we got to see this. We got to see what we're talking about here.
What is Sue looking at? What is her granddaughter seeing that is scaring her? So we put that picture up on our Instagram at the Q Morning Show. It's in stories. You decide for yourself if it's too scary, too over the top. Serena in Willowick, good morning.
Good morning.
Whose side are you on here? Is it Sue? She wants the Halloween decorations down. She says they're too scary. Or Danielle, who is hosting a Halloween, some sort of a Halloween haunted house on her front lawn.
I am 100% on Danielle's side. People should never be telling you what to do in your own yard that you pay for. Absolutely not.
Thank you very much. Sam in Barberton, do you feel the same way?
Oh, 100%. Gotta agree with that.
Okay.
You know, you gotta desensitize your kids. I mean, if they're in the store, you're gonna see it everywhere.
Yeah,
what I thought too.
If the kids are, if you're in Target and you're approaching the Halloween decoration aisle and your kid is scared, you would just avoid that aisle, correct?
Yeah, I guess so.
You wanna go complain to Target and say, hey,
take these down.
You can't sell these anymore. What about Janine and Medina? Good morning, Janine.
Good morning. I agree with Danielle and everything all the other people have said. I mean, it's Halloween. Does this woman expect everybody? I mean, if you're going to take this little girl trick-or-treating, are you going to go to everybody's house and say, you know, oh, that's scaring my granddaughter, you have to take that down? Or are you going to keep her indoors to, you know, to try to protect her? Desensitize her. She, you know, I get it. She's a little girl and she's scared, but I mean, it is what it is. It's Halloween. It's not purposely to hurt this little girl. It's Halloween. Keep your stuff up, Danielle.
I want to put it past Sue to go to every single neighbor's house that
I literally was going to say that. Like, God help her neighborhood if Sue goes out trick-or-treating with her granddaughter.
If she's offended, she might say something. Colleen in Strongsville, we'll let you have the final word here. What are your thoughts on Hash It Out?
Definitely on Danielle's side. She can have anything she wants in her yard. Our neighborhood has very elaborate, you know, people decorating everywhere. And when my kids were young, I would just avoid it. You know, if they were scared. And where is Sue going to draw the line? Is she going to complain about kids being too scary dressed when they come to her door? Somebody needs to control that woman.
Who's going to control that woman?
I don't know, but somebody's got to do it.
I agree with everybody. You do too as well.
Yeah, I definitely do. Yeah. I mean, like, I remember the one house on the street that, like, always scared the crap out of me. But it was also a really cool feeling when I was, like, finally old enough to, like, go into the haunted house at that house and, like, not be scared. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Halloween is supposed to be scary.
Yeah.
And as a parent, you're supposed to walk your kids through this and say, look, it's not real.
It's not real.
And do that and make them feel comfortable. I don't remember ever having to deal with that with my boys, but I certainly understand that kids get scared. But
like I said, I definitely remember one specific house being so afraid of it because they did, like, a whole, like, haunted garage on trick-or-treat. But my family was just like they didn't complain to the house. They were just like, all right, keep walking. Let's go. Like, not this year, I guess. But then there was finally a year that I was like, I'm doing it. This is the year. And it wasn't that scary.
Colleen brought up an interesting point, too. She's like, you can put anything you want in your yard. Anything you want in your yard?
I don't know about that, Colleen.
Anything. What if Danielle keeps the Halloween decorations up until July of next year?
Then I might be telling Danielle to take them down. It might be time.
It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Thanks for hanging with us this morning.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Aaron in Westlake, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening. Most of all, it's Alyssa's College of Knowledge, 3 general knowledge trivia questions. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. We're starting. Actually, what I'd like to do is to get Alyssa to lose 2 times in a row. You could be a part of that, Aaron. Are you ready for your 3 questions?
As ready as I can be.
Here we go. Question number 1. Which popular cereal comes in flavors like Honey Nut, Frosted, and Multigrain?
The brand? Cheerios.
Question 2. Winifred, Sarah, and Mary are the Sanderson sisters from what movie?
Hocus Pocus. No idea.
And question 3. From what country did the U.S. buy Florida from?
Oh, geez. Britain?
Yeah, that 3rd one was a toughie.
Yeah.
However, Aaron, you got the other 2 right.
I did. Wow.
You did. So you went 2 for 3 today.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
2 for 3, very strong. And I have a feeling that Alyssa is going to stumble. I think she might stumble on 2 of those questions.
I was proud of myself for the 2nd one, for sure.
You should be proud.
I knew it, but I wasn't going to say it.
Alyssa, it's Aaron in Westlake. She's very proud because she guessed an answer at the last 2nd, and it was correct.
Oh, wow. Good job, Aaron.
Thank you.
So that puts the pressure on you because you need 2 to tie and 3 to win.
All right.
Are you ready to go?
Let's go.
Which popular cereal comes in flavors like Honey Nut, Frosted, and Multigrain?
Cheerios.
Aaron leads the way 2-1. Here's question 2. Winifred, Sarah, and Mary are the Sanderson sisters from what movie?
Oh, Hocus Pocus.
Tied at 2. Question 3. From what country did the U.S. buy Florida from?
What? Cuba? Is that not right?
No, it's not correct.
Oh, okay.
That obviously was the question that I threw in there to stump you. You missed it. Aaron missed it. But both of you got questions 1 and 2 right. It is a tie today during Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Well, what was the answer?
Oh, yeah. The answer is Spain.
Oh.
Thank you, Spain, for giving us Florida.
Yeah, thanks for that. We appreciate it.
Would have never guessed that.
Me neither. I never would have gotten it.
Aaron, no one walks away from this show empty-handed. How about some tickets to Cedar Point Hollow Weekends?
That would be amazing. My name is Aaron, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So good to have you with us. I had the weirdest thing happen to me at the gym on Friday.
What happened?
It was weird. It was odd. It was embarrassing to me.
Oh, no.
So I went to the gym on Friday afternoon, and my son Will, who's 13, went with me because he wanted to go shoot hoops, and I was on the treadmill. So I did about a half hour on the treadmill, and I told Will, I'll meet you downstairs by the gym, and when you're done, just come out.
Uh-huh.
And when I went down, he wasn't done. He was still in the gym working out. So I sat down on these chairs, and there's a table in between the chairs. And on the chairs, there's like magazines and a plant. And there was also this little cookie container, like cookies that you would buy like at a grocery store.
Okay.
Like you can see inside them. They're inside the plastic container.
Mm-hmm.
And there was just a whole bunch of cookies. And I sat down and I waited for Will. And I did not. Are you thinking that I reached over and started eating cookies? Because I did not do that, if that's what you're thinking.
You know, I did think that for a second, and then I remembered. Right. You're not really tempted by sweets.
They're not my cookies.
No.
I'm not going to eat them. So Will came out, and then we started heading for the exit. We walked down the hall. So it's a long hallway between where the gym is and where the front door is at this gym. And then all of a sudden, I hear this. Sir! Sir! You forgot your cookies! Sir! Your cookies! They're here! And I turn around and everyone is looking at me. They're like, who's that guy? Because he's trying to leave without his cookies.
Well, I was thinking, who's this guy who tried to bring cookies to the gym?
Yeah, why would you bring cookies to the
gym? Just canceling each other out.
Yeah, they shouldn't be in there.
No, not the police.
And At first, I couldn't, even though I had seen them on the table, it's not like they registered in my head. And so I'm not like thinking about them. And so I'm like trying to figure out what this lady is yelling at me about. Sir, you forgot your cookies. Sir.
And you're like, they're not mine.
They're not my cookies. Bye. And then just ran out the front door.
See, I would have been the person to just take them and be like, well, they're mine now.
I can't even remember what they were. Were they chocolate chip?
It doesn't really matter to me. Free cookies are free cookies.
Were they pecan?
I might pass on them if they're pecan.
I don't really know. But
pecan.
Yeah. So now, all weekend, Will is like, sir, sir, you forgot your cookies.
Oh, wait, that's actually kind of brilliant.
Yeah. I know. He's becoming very funny.
What a little jokester.
He cracks me up a lot. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Thanks for being here this morning. But it's all gonna be all right. Jelly Roll. He was in town on Saturday night at Rockin' Mortgage Fieldhouse for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. He helped to induct Ozzy Osbourne. We'll get into more of a in-depth recap of what happened over the weekend coming up in about a half hour or so. It's the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So what did you buy, or what do you buy? Like on a regular basis that you just cannot keep in the house for very long. I know Alyssa's. It's Dr. Pepper. Tell us about your struggles with Dr. Pepper at your house.
You have no idea. This is like an everyday conversation in my household. My husband, Bryce, I'm pretty sure that his body is made up of at least like 97% Dr. Pepper. Like, I don't ever see him drink water, ever. It's Dr. Pepper almost exclusively. And anytime I've gotten to the point that I don't buy it anymore. Uh-huh. I will not buy it. Or even like if I go to my family's house, they'll be like, take a case of Dr. Pepper from the garage. I'm like, no, no, we need to stop this madness. This boy needs to drink water. He is so dehydrated.
You know what bothers me about that? And only because nobody knows what Bryce looks like unless they go to your Instagram or something like that. But he's skinny as a rail.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't ever work out or anything. It's just like, literally, he only, like, he will go the whole day with barely any food. He'll joke. He's like, Dr. Pepper's my calories. That's how I sustain myself.
For us at our house, the thing that we keep buying, and we keep falling into the same trap every time, those little bags of chips, no matter what they are, Sun Chips.
I was going to say, is there a specific kind?
It doesn't matter what it is.
Because there's definitely like a hierarchy of like what the best ones are. Like I would put Sun Chips pretty high.
Sun Chips, I think, are the most recent box that we had in the house. But it could be something from Frito-Lay, which has the Doritos in it.
Yeah, it's overdone.
The
Give
Lay's
me the Sun chips.
Chips. But we buy those things, and we buy them from Costco, and there's like 64 bags in a box.
Okay, so how long does that last you?
Like 3 days.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
3 days.
Because we're like, okay, let's not buy the big bags of chips, mm-hmm. like the giant bags. We'll just, because that's not healthy to sit and eat an entire bag of those.
Oh, see, I was thinking more so like they'll go stale. If you open a big bag of chips and they're sitting there for too long. Like,
no, one of those bags with our family would go in a day and a half.
Wow.
And then we're like, okay, we'll buy the individual sized, you know, one serving size bags.
I know you just have a bunch of bags laying all over the house.
Yeah. Well, it'll last longer if we buy those. And then you have one. And then you have two because that wasn't enough. And then maybe three. And during Fire Pit Friday, if, you know, we're outside in the backyard drinking, it's like, well, let's go get another bag of chips.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
I mean,
it's so
bad. I'm lucky if a 12-pack of Dr. Pepper lasts 2 days. In my house. And it's just me and Bryce. There's no one else there. It's just the two of us. And I maybe get one.
216-474-0104. What is that for you at your house? What is the thing that you keep buying and it just doesn't last in your house?
It just disappears. Almost out of thin air.
216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Good morning. Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we're talking about the thing that you keep buying and bringing it into your home, but then it lasts for like a day and a half.
And poof, it's gone.
It's Dr. Pepper for Alyssa. And someone on the text here agrees with you. They say, Dr. Pepper, yes.
Yeah,
It never stays.
I would love to be able to have it in the house. However, I can't. Well, I can. I just don't get any.
For me, it's snacks. It's chips. It's Sun Chips. It's something from Frito-Lay. It lasts for like 3 days.
2 seconds.
An entire box of 60, because we just eat too much of it. And then we just keep buying another box. It's a sickness. It really is.
It's like the definition of insanity.
Heidi in Columbia Station, good morning.
Good morning.
What is the thing in your house that you keep buying, but it just keeps running out?
That would be Mio, which is a drink enhancer.
Mio?
Little liquid, the little bottle that you can like squirt into drinks.
Yes, and in reality, you really only need one or two drops.
Uh-huh.
But in our house, my husband just squirts two huge squirts each time at least. Mm-hmm. And so it looks like brown water
because
it's supposed to be tea.
Isn't that like defeating the purpose? Because Mio is supposed to just like add a little bit of flavor but still be healthy. But if you're adding like that much, you might as well just have a pop.
Exactly. In his case, it's iced tea, but yeah, he does two of that and then a couple of good little squirts of lemon to give it the lemon twist to it. So it's an iced tea, but it's literally dark brown.
Okay, wait. So how long would you say that one of those little bottles of Mio lasts in your house?
A week.
A week.
And it a week. But it's only supposed to be 1 to 2 drops for each one.
It should last a lot longer than that, then.
A lot longer, yeah.
Are they expensive to buy?
I don't know. I think they're $3 a piece.
Yeah, they're not too bad.
Yeah, they're not horrible, but yeah. But he definitely, every time we go to the grocery store, we just buy one of each every time.
Does he carry them with him is my other question. You know, some people like carry them in like their purse and stuff.
Well, he doesn't, but he works from home. But we race on the weekends. And so when we always have a healthy stock of them in the motorhome with us.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, at least he's hydrating.
A line of them, a whole row of them.
At least he's hydrating all day, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it is just water.
I've never heard of Mio. I'm looking at it. They have all kinds of different flavors.
Oh, yeah. They've got a ton of them. You just add it to some water, and it's just supposed to give your, like, water a little bit of flavor.
Yeah. We have that stuff, like Liquid IV. Is it the same concept?
Liquid IV is powder. Mio is a liquid.
But it's the same concept,
It's the same concept,
though.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same exact concept.
Okay. Yeah, with the Liquid IV, you just pour the entire pouch in, though. There's no danger of overusing Liquid IV because
it's all self-contained.
Individual self-contained.
Yeah, Mio's, you have to have a little bit of self-control because you're the one squirting the drops in there.
Very good. I love it when I learn things on this show.
Well, you learned something new today, Bill.
That's my favorite.
There you go.
Learn something new. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Good morning.